Good morning. I'm Chuck Burden, and as always, I want to welcome you to the Seeds of Truth broadcast this morning, which is brought to you by the Rivermont Church of Christ. We meet at 2316 East 100 Road in Chester, Virginia. Robert Swain, the preacher at Rivermont Church of Christ and your regular speaker here on Seeds of Truth, will be back again next week. Now let's go ahead and grab our Bibles, pencil, and paper as we begin our lesson for this week. You know, it's human nature that when you know that someone doesn't like you or is out to get you, to be on guard against this person. We're very mindful of our enemies when we recognize them, and they are hard to ignore when we know they're around. But the absolute worst thing is to have an enemy and not know or recognize him as an enemy. It could be one who calls himself a friend, who really is not your friend. One who's just waiting for the time to spring his trap. But because of a lack of knowledge about this individual, you may not be on guard against him, and he or she can easily take advantage of you. How many times have you said to yourself, "I wish I knew this person was like that"? Well, we have an enemy who is worse than any person that you can imagine. He's out to get each and every one of us. He wants the most valuable thing that we have, our souls, and he's willing to trade almost anything for it. He's a liar, a tempter, and a deceiver, and he's very, very good at these things. Of course, I'm talking about the devil. Today, many put the facts about the devil in almost the same category as fairy tale. They don't take time to know what the Bible says about him and to recognize how he operates. The Bible lets us know that Satan is a created being, an angel, who was judged because of his rebellion. And the New Testament hints that this was sparked out of pride in 1 Timothy 3:6. He introduced evils to this world, and he desires to devour God's creation, mankind, by tempting man to reject his creator. 1 Peter 5:8 reads, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." You know, unfortunately, most people don't heed Peter's warning and don't take the devil very seriously. And you know, the devil is counting on that, because with very little effort, millions of souls are already his, and he's able to concentrate on those who actively resist him. And you may be asking yourself, what do you mean that millions of souls are already his? Well, let's look at what the Apostle Paul told the Christians in Rome. Turn now to Romans chapter 6, and we'll read verses 16 through 18. There it reads, "Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death, or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you have become slaves of righteousness." Paul is reminding these Roman Christians that all of them were slaves to sin prior to becoming Christians. He's not just commenting on their individual lifestyles or individual acts of wickedness, but he's commenting on the state that they were in, as well as the state that every one of us today who lives today is in, prior to becoming Christians. They are slaves to sin. They're living their lives just the way the devil wants them to live.